Our past reflects the now. Our past reflects in the now. And this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capel, California, with Instant Illumination. Our past reflects in the now. We cannot get away from our past. Oh, we would live in the now, and that's beautiful. But what we have taught ourselves, what we have learned from whatever the past is to the now, this is something so spectacular, so wonderful, so beautiful, that it is something that needs our instant attention. Our past is something that reflects in the now. When would you like to have your past be done? When would you like to have your past be known to you? When would you like to have your past be impinged upon the present moment? Well, when you start thinking about the negative things of your past, certainly that's not what you want to have on your present moment. When you think of the great trials and the great urgencies that you've gone through, the great tensions and anxieties that you've experienced, those you don't want in the present. When you think of not knowing as you were in the past, that too you don't want in the present. Well, it seems like almost nothing of the past do we want in the present. In the present, we want the fulfillment of who we are at this moment, at this instant, at this expression of ourself. Who are we? Who are we? What is our ideal for ourselves? What is our expression of ourselves? What is our realization of ourselves? Who are we? Are we our past? Unfortunately, yes. Would we like to be our now? Well, that's an ideal. That's a dream. How can we possibly be ourself right now when our past reflects in the now? Well, this takes training. This takes training. In the past, we said, I had a headache, and we may have that headache right now. And in the present, we say, I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. So contrary to the appearance, and yet that is what is expected of us in the now. The now is a time without a headache. The now is a time without tension, without anxiety. The now is a time of peace and love and joy and harmony. The now is all the good things of life. Yes, yes, yes. But if we keep bringing up the past, then we will not be able to enjoy the wonders of the now. So we left the past behind. If a headache were our experience in the past, and it comes up now, we don't say, oh, another headache. We say, I'm home for it. We instantly respond to a condition in the now, and in the now, we claim the truth in the now, and we experience the wholeness, truth, and right action of ourselves in the now, and there is no past that is saying that's our heritage, that's our expectation of ourselves. We are in the now. We are positive, 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 positive in the now. We are saying only those things which are true and right and upstanding for us and that fulfill us in every possible way. We're speaking in the now. We're not living in the past. To live in the past is really quite tough. It's what we all do virtually all the time. And because of that, we make very slow strides. When we were children, we played a game. It was called Captain May I. And the captain would say, all right, you can take 12 giant steps. And then you leap forward to take the 12 giant steps, but you forget the discipline, the discipline, the discipline. And the discipline says, ask first, Captain, may I? And the captain says, of course, or no, of course. And so you leap forward 12 giant steps. And then the next person says, the captain says to the person, take 2 baby steps. And the person says, no, because every step forward is a game. And the person says, Captain, may I? And the captain says, yes. And so they take 2 baby steps. And when you forget, because you're not disciplined, when you forget to say, Captain, may I, you lose. And you not only cannot take 12 steps forward, but you must take 12 giant steps backwards. Ho-ho! And that is really tough. But you see, life is like that. When we don't discipline ourselves, when we are not self-disciplined, when we are not dedicated to whatever the game is and whatever the rules of the game are, oh, my goodness gracious, we are in trouble. We are in big trouble. But that's our choice. Now, what is your choice for yourself? What is your choice for yourself of what you would like to experience in your life? Are you ready to let go of the past and live in the now? Are you ready to claim the truth of who you are right now? And who you are may not be obvious, it may not be shining forth, but who you are right now is there, but you have to claim it. You have to claim it, claim it, claim it. Name it, claim it. I'm whole and perfect. I'm independently wealthy. I'm a wonderful person. I have many friends. I have an ideal marriage, an ideal relationship with all the world. I like me, I like me, I like me. I am divine order, I am peace. How wonderful that is. Yes. Are you ready for such wonderment? Are you ready for such a glorious experience? I am. To be ready for such a glorious experience and to have such a glorious experience means just one thing, that we let go of the past and we live in the now. And living in the now is so exciting, so fulfilling, so rewarding, that I'm not surprised, I am surprised that more people don't do it all the time. Have a wonderful day and know that I see you living in the present just like I am living in the present. And it's a wonderful, wonderful life. I love you. I love you. I love you.